sword belt. I was just a lad. And then the mutiny broke out and all hell was loose. Before we knew what was happening, he was shut up in Bhutti, hemmed in. There were 10,000 rebels all around us, and as keen as a set of terriers at a rat cage. They knew they didn't have to lift a finger. They knew we couldn't last forever. It was a waiting game.
Water would have been a crucial factor. How long did it last?
Until the middle of the second week, and then we only had one hope. General Neil's column was moving up country. Someone had to go out under cover of darkness and reach them and bring back help. There was a call for a volunteer.
Sergeant James Barkley.
No! I did it.
You volunteered?
Is that so difficult to believe? Yes, I suppose it is. But I had my reasons. Oh, my reason. Barkley knew the ground better than any other man. He drew me up a map that would take me safely through the enemy lines. Now then, the old riverbed. And then west.
I do not believe you'll be needing your map.
Bring him.
They trussed me up and dragged me to their camp. They thought I was out cold, but I was made of stronger stuff back then. I was planning how I could escape and finish my mission and save all the people who were depending on me. But then I heard something that turned my heart to stone.
Nasha hai tumhare paas?
Yes.
Bahut acha. Apni waade ka pakka aadmi hai, Sergeant Barkley.
Barkley betrayed you to the enemy.
As soon as I volunteered, he must have got word of the plan out to the rebels, and then he sent me straight into their hands.
It's incredible. For God's sake, why?
Can't you guess?
Because of Nancy.
Nancy?
My God. It was you she loved. Not Barkley at all.
Me, Corporal Henry Wood. For my good looks, she loved me. The handsomest man in the regiment.
And with you out of the way.
What was to stop him? He had an education. He had her father's approval.
But surely he also had every expectation of dying in the siege and the lady with him. Disposing of the one man who could bring help is hardly a rational act, rival or no.
Oh, he knew what he was doing. General Neil's men relieved Bhutti the very next day.
So they must have been coming there anyway.
And Barkley must have known it. Found out the news on one of his famous spying trips to the rebel camp, but he kept it to himself. And God alone knows how, but he even managed to take the credit for it.
The start of his rise through the ranks to commanding officer.
Yes. When Neil's men arrived, there was a terrible battle. Only a handful of the rebels got away into the hills, but they dragged me along with them. I was their slave.
You like my country, Englishman? You like the way it tastes, huh? Look at it. So fine. So brave.
You, stretch out his arms.
If you're going to kill me, get on with it.
Kill you? I'm not going to kill you. Killing is much too noble. You shall not die. You shall simply wish to do so.
I remember the sounds most. The knife blades slicing through the muscles. The hissing as the blood steamed in the cold air. The cracking as the bone snapped. And the tree they hung me on creaking gently under my weight.
A thuggy torture. I've seen other cases of the same sort, but never...
Never so bad. Eh? No.
They finally let you go.
Ah, that's not their way. They were attacked by hill people, and I managed to escape. I had to go north.
Into Afghanistan?
It was many a long year before I saw a white face again. I lived among the natives and the beggars, and picked up a living by the tricks I had learned.